Let's jingle the chamber bells. It's Chamber Chat with the Tawas Area Chamber of Commerce on KJC Country 104.7 FM.
Indeed, and joining us this morning, Janelle Malone. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am fantastic for a Friday. How about you?
Oh, I am right there with you, man. Yeah. Can you believe we are already the Labor Day weekend?
I can't. It seems like we were just talking about the Memorial Day weekend and even 4th of July, and now all of a sudden it's Labor Day. But lots of stuff going on, right?
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly, yeah.
And we do have a lot of fun things. We'll just jump right in. Tonight, the Tawas Moose Lodge is hosting a car and bike night. That's 5 to 9 tonight at the Tawas Moose Lodge. All cars and bikes are welcome. They're going to choose a winner, and everyone can enjoy food specials and raffles throughout the evening. How about that?
That's a great way to start off the weekend.
Exactly. And then tomorrow, we have the farm market, of course, which is chock full of good stuff to eat. That's from 8 to 1 at Gateway Park in Tawas City. They also have a special guest, if you will, at the farm market tomorrow. The Tawas City Library friends are going to be having their big book sale.
Oh, they are. Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So, you know, veggies and books. What a great combination.
That is a great combination.
I know, and if you want to see beautiful sights out on the bay, the Tawas Bay Yacht Club is hosting their Tawas Bay Challenge Cup. It's going to be a jam and spinnaker division. That's Saturday at 1 o'clock, so it should just be gorgeous to watch those boats sailing around, right?
Boy, no doubt about that. Yeah, beautiful weekend on tap, so yeah, for whatever you got planned. But yeah, to get to see some sailboats, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, after you watch the sailboats, they're going to have, this is cool, this is new, it's an acoustical concert at the East Tawas City Park Gazebo. So right there by the City Park campground, they're going to have an acoustical concert Saturday at 5 o'clock, and it's going to feature all local musicians. So take your chair and blanket out and enjoy it.
Enjoy, you're right.
All right, so now we've got some heavy hitter things going on this weekend. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I think I do, especially since we're talking to the chamber. It has to have something to do with arts and crafts.
The Labor Day Arts and Crafts Show. That is this weekend. We've got our arts and crafters coming into town today to set up. But the show is Saturday and Sunday. It is at Shoreline Park in Tawas City. The hours are 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. You know we've been doing this show for 27 years.
I cannot believe that. That's longer than I've been here, actually.
That's really incredible. Yeah. I wish I could say that is longer than I am old, but nobody's going to believe that. Huh?
I would believe that of you, Janelle, but not of me, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. So 27 years, and the show is bigger and better than ever. We are featuring over 130 booths of beautiful handmade arts and crafts items. This is kind of cool. Over 35 first-time vendors this year, in addition to all the great returning favorites.
Nice.
So if you're interested, we've got paintings, photography, leather goods, home decor items, jewelry, clothing, furniture, and of course, lots and lots of delicious food items, right?
Yeah, you can't beat the food, that's for sure.
Yeah, this might be your last chance to come on down and get your kettle corn fixed.
That's so, right. Oh,
exactly. Yeah. See, I knew I hit a nerve with you on that one. All right, so we've been doing the art show for 27 years, but this weekend we are also co-hosting with the East Tawas Business District. We are co-hosting a brand new activity. It's an interactive 3D sidewalk chalk art tour.
Oh.
This is going to be fantastic. We have got these just award-winning artists in town. They actually started yesterday, and they have been drawing three-dimensional, if you will, interactive chalk art designs in different locations throughout both of our cities. And they're transforming these sidewalks into life-size interactive designs. So
that's
this is cool. You actually walk into it, and if you stand in the right place, they've got little feet drawn on the sidewalk where you're going to stand and take a picture of your friends and your family, and it looks like you're in the picture.
I love that. What a great idea. And I've seen some of that 3D art. It's amazing what they do.
It really is, and these artists are fantastic. If you're out today and you see them, I think they're going to be working down on Newman Street doing a couple of installations. Talk to them. They're great people. They're so fantastic. We're actually going to be running a shuttle bus around town, so you can make sure to see each one of these art installations. There's going to be three right down on Newman Street. There's going to be one down by the East Tawas State Dock. There's going to be one at Shoreline Park right by the Arts and Crafts Show, and there's going to be one at Bruegger's Plaza, which is, of course, under the big, huge flag right there.
Exactly.
Right on 23. So it is just a fantastic opportunity to get out and do something fun and see something different. Again, that shuttle bus is free. It'll be going between Shoreline Park and downtown East Tawas. That's on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. We're just really trying to make it easy for everybody to come out and have fun and take everything in that's available this weekend. Because you know what? It's going to have to last us a while, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's for sure.
But anyway, so We welcome everybody to come on out. It's going to be fantastic, fantastic fun Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday, a big weekend, you're right.
Absolutely. And as you know, we are a member organization, and now is the time to join. We're actually starting to work on our membership directory. We print and distribute 20,000 of these directories and visitor guides. So if you're not a member, now is the perfect time to stop by or call and make sure you get in our guide and on our website and let us help you promote your business and our community.
Yeah, indeed. Easy way to do that. They just need to contact you.
Absolutely. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4. Our telephone number is 362-8643, and you can always find out more information at tawas.com.
Sounds good. Well, Janelle, have a wonderful weekend. Don't labor too hard this Labor Day weekend, and we'll catch up with you guys again next Friday.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks, Kevin.